Hello and welcome to The Word, your daily dose of Dominican preaching. Today, from the United States, we hear from Deborah Wilhelm, a professor of homiletics and co-author of Preaching Matters, a Praxis for Preachers. Deborah lives in Oregon, and her preaching is entitled Words on the Heart.
A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant that I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, a covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, says the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No longer shall they teach one another, or say to each other, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, says the Lord, for I will forgive their iniquity and remember their sin no more. The Word of the Lord. My new freshman university students had been asked to write about something that they believed was a lost art in need of renewal, and I was grading their papers. These essays described many interesting and poignant lost arts: handwritten letters, family dinners, fly fishing. But more than anything else, my students lamented the long-lost art of listening. I'll never forget one particular student who wrote this. These days, the only thing my friends ever talk about is their own selves. They talk constantly about all their relationships and all their drama, and I get tired of it. They never ask about anything important, like about me or what's going on in my life. Everyone, I wasn't sure whether to laugh or cry. This student's lack of self-reflection is funny and maybe a little heartbreaking, but I have to admit that I'm often doing the same thing in a slightly more sophisticated way. I see it in today's reading from Jeremiah, which comes from a series of chapters known as the Book of Consolation, based on God's instruction to the prophet at the beginning of chapter 30 to write in a book the words that God has given. God's people have repeatedly broken the covenant that God made with them, as Jeremiah reminds us, and now they're suffering as a consequence of living outside of God's plans. And yet, God is with them. Really, is there anything as lovely as the words, I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people? Is there anything as lovely as, they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, says the Lord, for I will forgive their iniquity and remember their sin no more? God forgets their sins again, and God remembers them. When I go out into my daily life, I have to tell you I have serious doubts about whether God has written God's word on anyone's heart. Just this morning's news, record numbers of shootings, political allies turning on one another, children abused, people missing, governments mistreating their citizens, and even within our church communities, the abuse of authority, the bickering and tale-telling and gossiping, and even the ridiculously small stuff, like the driver who tailgates me along all 9 miles of our windy country road. Don't all these people have hearts? Don't any of them? Looking around, I don't see God's law written anywhere. I am starting to sound like a vaguely more polished version of that 18-year-old college freshman. Perhaps the key is to start small and local. For me, my heart for you, your heart. Maybe God's law is written there, and we just haven't stopped, looked inside, and seen it. And so we go along through life not really knowing in the depths of our hearts that God is our God and we are God's people. Instead, we live, each of us, like we're our own people, paying attention to our own drama and our own important selves. But dear friends, we're each other's people. And all of us are God's people. When we know that, we know who we are, and we know our God. The dailiness of life, the student papers, the crowded highways, the cranky spouse or kids, the neighbor's barking dog, the broken faucet or broken relationship, that's where we practice. God forgives our sins again. God remembers us. As you go about your day today, may you look into your heart for God's words. May you find them. May you live them. May you inspire others to do likewise.